here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of June, 2007. It was on this day in 2000 that scientific teams completed the first rough map of the human genome, learning, for one thing, that the entire 6-billion-member human species goes back about 7,000 generations to an original population of about 60,000 people, and that our species has only a modest amount of genetic variation. The DNA of any two human beings is 99.9% identical. It's the birthday of Walter Farley, born Syracuse, New York, 1916, grew up wanting a horse, reading and writing about horses, and while he was a student at Columbia University, he wrote his novel, The Black Stallion. It came out in 1941, the story of a boy and a wild stallion who survive a shipwreck and become friends on a deserted island. The book was so popular, Farley went on to write 20 novels about the same horse on through the late 1960s. It's the birthday of Pearl S. Buck, born in Hillsboro, West Virginia, 1892. Presbyterian missionaries who raised her in China. She learned to speak Chinese before she learned to speak English. She said, "I almost ceased to think of myself as different, if indeed I ever thought so, from the Chinese." She wrote a book about the ordinary life of Chinese people, which became a success, called East Wind, West Wind, 1930, and the following year published The Good Earth, about a Chinese peasant who becomes a wealthy landowner. The book became an international bestseller, and she won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1938. It was on this day in 1483 Richard Plantagenet ascended to the throne to become King Richard III and to go down in history as a horrible king. Shakespeare would immortalize him as one of literature's great villains. This view of Richard III lasted for hundreds of years, but historians began to realize that it was not accurate at all, that it was based on the writings of people who had plotted to overthrow Richard III at the time. It was a messy situation around the Civil War in England, the War of the Roses, and the family strove back and forth for control of power. But historians now believe that Richard III was not a great villain and that he was not a deformed hunchback. And today there's a Richard III Society in England, several thousand members who do whatever they can to improve his reputation. They call themselves Ricardians, and they're trying to fight the damage that Shakespeare caused. Here's a poem for today by David Leman, entitled Dutch Interior. He liked the late afternoon light as it dimmed in the living room and wouldn't switch on the electric lights until past 8 o'clock. His wife complained, called him cheerless, but it wasn't a case of melancholy. He just liked the way things looked in air growing darker so gradually and imperceptibly that it seemed the very element in which we live. Every man and woman deserves one true moment of greatness, and this was his, this Dutch interior, entered and possessed, so tranquil and yet so busy with details, the couple's shed clothes scattered on the backs of armchairs, the dog chasing a shoe, the wide open window, the late afternoon light. Dutch Interior by David Leman, from his collection Valentine Place, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.